standing here. I really enjoyed the worship song from the beginning, where Theist the Lamb, going to the Hosanna, praise to the Lord, and going to the all-powerful El Shaddai, and then going to all the beauty. It's really hit me pretty hard. Sometimes people are thinking we are getting old or getting mature every day. And in walking in a pilgrim to worship God, to serving, sometimes we got swamped. Either in the ministry or either in the difficulty of life. There's a professor in my seminary. She kind of told us, say, the best way to preach the gospel is to let the people know life, living. It's not that easy. I'm not quite sure about that, but she did make a point that in a life, we are facing so many obstacles. And it seemed to me, whatever pressure we are holding on, it will pass. So in a life, sometimes we are always asking ourselves, what is next? And that brings a little bit connection to the today's sermon. Title is very straightforward. How certain are you? You can apply into the every aspect of your life. For me, in the past week, right, it's easy and it's not easy. Let me kind of spend a little bit, 30 seconds to talk about there is a ministry team spend 2.5 hours into the one item. In the end, we are not quite sure about the things. 2.5 hours. We talk to each other and try to open it up, try to understand each other. And in the end, we end up with, we are not quite sure. And that's 2.5 hours of the ministry team. But praise the Lord, because we were not certain at that time. But why? Why we are willing to do that? We have to all go back to, we got a hope when we are here. We try to worship. We try to put ourselves right into the right path. And about 2,900 years ago, there is a king. He's supposed to belong to the Lord, the God. He represents him. He got all the power to guide the people in the right path. Instead, in the Bible, recorded, he was very evil in the eye of God. One particular thing he did is that he did not take the opportunity to bring all the people back to the right path of God. He not only not doing the right, he also legalized the idol worship. That means from the state, he paid the living cost for the idoler, the prophet or priest, which is not very cool at all. So God sent one messenger, his name is Elijah, try to bring the people back. Since the Ahab, the king, right, was the leader. So he talked to the leader first. But leader just won't repent. So So judgment came. There's no rain. But the problem is not that. The problem is that if we were the Elijah, if we got an assignment, a very tough, lonely assignment, what will we do? And that's the story begin. God wants to build up this particular messenger all the way through. Through a very unique way. Send him, right, run for his life, hiding in a cavern near a stream, and that the crow to feed him twice every day, one in the morning, one in the night. Then keep going to let a poor widow, the foreign lady, who have only have one meal to go before the death. And that's how God, right, bring up the messenger. It's not an easy way. So all we are serving, right, sometimes we are asking ourselves, are we doing the right things for God? Am I reaching a moment, right, the next step will be collapse? Or God still need me, although I don't know what am I doing right now. I got forced to hide. I got exiled into a foreign land. I'm totally isolated. But maybe it's just a viewpoint make the difference. So today we're going to continue, right, to go through all this provision, all this providing from God, how he bring up all these things, right, to us, to uplift ourselves, to let us know we are going to make a difference, not by ourselves, but by the power of God. There's a confidence. There's a faith. But where are we going to put it into it? Where's your source? How are you going to use them? That's very important. Last night, a one-on-one, we got a message from God. God say, we need to talk to all these children. Say, God is omnipotent. His strength, right, is unlimited. So this is a message. How are we going to deliver it? There are so four bullets. And Uncle Jerry started it from the Genesis to all the way to the Micah. And every chapter, right, he brought out the power of God. So, this is a verse we ask the children to memorize. He say, God make the earth by his power. He founded all the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heaven by his understanding. So that's how awesome, right? The God we believe in. Now, the challenging coming is that we all come here, right, to learn how powerful is our God. But do you ever expecting, have you ever on your knee to plead into God? Let him show his power to you. Have you ever want to experience, right, how real is our God? And coming back to that, even God did that. Does it matter to you? And in the end, right, through those unique experiences, It then bring you closer to God, to make your heart unaltering. That's the question, right? We try to answer. Got the answer, right? From God. So, if you got the Bible, please turn to the 1 Kings, chapter 18. 1 Kings, chapter 18. This is a continue from the chapter 17 last week we are talking about. Still the same character, Elijah. Same, the same master, our God in heaven. So after a couple years of the drought, God said, it's time. Now, Elijah, go to the king. Tell him, that's it. I'm going to send the rain now. And Bible make a very unique comment. Famine was severe in Samaria. Samaria was the capital of the North Kingdom, God's kingdom. God brought his people out of the Egypt is to bless them, right? Now, it's a famine, severe famine due to no rain. It's easy for us to say because their apostasy, their idolatry, right? To receive this penalty. But sometimes we have to ask ourselves, how about us? At that time, there's a particular character we're going to talk about. His name is Obadiah. He was a key officer to work for the king. He was very faithful, but we do know the problem of the king. He also worshiped the idol, right? So now, Obadiah got a conflict. One end, he needs to serve the king. That is his duty. But his king is not doing the right thing. In the end, there's an evil queen killing all the prophets of God. What will you do? Bible say nothing about his rebellion against the God. Or his rebellion against the king. He hold up both ends. Pretty good. Very successful. To some extent. And one day he was walking around because they tried to find some water and the grass to feed the horses so they can defend about their enemy, which also some kind of penalty of God. And he ran into Elijah. Then he immediately recognized who the Elijah. And he say, my master. So now the threefold, God, king, prophet. And Elijah was not in a very good mood. He just say, hey, go tell your master. So it's kind of like that, well, Obadiah, you call me law or master, doesn't matter. I know who you are. You are really serving your master who is not really doing good. And Obadiah just got into his nerve, right? He said, no, maybe this is true, but Elijah, do you know I also work very hard? I hired 100 prophets in the cave and I provide them the provision. So in the end, right, he kind of like say, well, don't accuse me. I'm doing the best I could right now. I'm doing all the best I could, regardless people understand or not. I want to hold my duty. I'm going to hold it very faithfully. And that is Abida doing, right? Straddle. But he also made a commitment the best he could. Now going back, right? All right. Elijah say, fine. Just go to tell the king, right? I'll go to meet him. But Obadiah is so afraid, right, that God gonna, you know, take Elijah to somewhere. And Elijah had to assure him twice, I will be here. So fine, that's good. Obadiah going back, right? Now, so he say, is that really you? That's very interesting, right? Is that truly you? My Lord, Elijah. He recognized, right? And that's the key, right? Go tell your master. But don't get discouraged. So I better go back, right? Talk to the Ahab, right? You can thinking about if you were the Ahab, how strong you want to strangle the Elijah, right? Right. So, and he just say, wow, troublemaker, right? Troublemaker. But Elijah knows, they say, no, you get it all wrong. Opposite. It's you causing all the problem, right? Right? I'm not troublemaker. I'm just a messenger, faithful servant of the God. It's you. You, the person who is really have the, all the power, but you're not carried out faithfully, righteously. And that's how it's all about it, right? Because you abandon the command from the God. You forget about who put you in the position, who really put you in charge all the good things, right? To lead his people into the right places. And then coming down, right? If king cannot make the right decision, if official struggle into the power, then you go back to the source. God's people. They should able to make the right decision, right? Correct? Supposed to. So Elijah go back, right? Attack the button of the heart of God's people. He say, how long will you waver? Waver between two opinions. He's very open. He don't want to be a comment. He just say, if Yahweh, the Lord, is God, follow him. If you think the idol is the God, follow him. But make your choice. Make your choice. And this wavering, right, is kind of like you're hopping right, then you're hopping left. You're hopping right, you're hopping left. Why? Because there's a benefit, there's a gain. They want to get both benefit from whatever, whoever can give them the best benefit. Is that how we supposed to be? Very simple, right? Very honest question. Who are you going to serve? And why? Choices. And it's going to, right? Elijah and have to get the opportunity, right? To give out all the anguish, right? I am the only one. I am the only one willing, right? To follow the God's word. Even I got sent to the nobody field. Living with a bunch of the crow. Even I have to send to the poor widow. And just just keep it in their bread, right? But he's very faithful. Now he's coming back. He got an opportunity. God giving a chance, right, to open his mouth to make the best testimony, right, he could ever could be. And he was so creative. If you read the Bible yourself, right? He said, let's have a contest. That God himself, right, to help you make the decision. Set the altar. Two altar. Let's go to the top of the mountain. Locate in the boundary between the Israelite and the foreign land. It's a, such a good mountain. Locate in the coast side. And between the idol and supposed between the God. Let's go there. And bring all the other prophets, 450 and more. Then, around this altar, set up the sacrifice. I will be here. And you guys begin first, asking your God to manifest himself, to accept this sacrifice. Whoever, got it down first, we will say he's a winner. Very interesting, right? Miracle. So context begin, and all the Baal worshippers, they hopping, jumping, singing, whatever procedure they're supposed to do, they keep doing that. So it's starting from the 9 o'clock. In the a.m. till the noon time. 3 hours already passed, right? Nothing happened. So Elijah was very sympathetic to some extent. So say, hey, maybe you guys should just shout louder. Louder. Maybe your God, right? Take an absent leave. Traveling, sleeping, or whatever. You know, maybe you just not crazy enough to make your God answer you. So be more proactive, right? So all the things that begin getting to the wheel thing, you know, cutting yourself or whatever, which is very common in idol worship at that time. But till 2 or 3 o'clock, nothing happened. So Elijah said, okay, it's my turn. So at that time, right, the altar already destroyed, which is supposed to, you know, worship the Lord. So what he did is he brought the 12 stone, right, to build the altar. And he set the wood and the lamb. But he did a very unique thing. He said, oh, by the way, bring me the water. So 4 barrels, the water. So put it on it, drench it. And he said, oh, it's not enough. Do it twice. And he said, not enough. Do it 3 times. So he did it 3 times, right? That the watering really drench all the altar. Do you know why he wanted to do that? He wanted to make sure, right? It's not by the forest fire, right? Just like that. Drench it. Bible says so clear, right? Even go all the way, right, to the boundary, just dig out so the water kind of become a water pool there. Right. And then he on his knee. He do the pleading to God. And this pleading, right, this honor is not for himself. He say, I want to let all these people here, let them know, you are the true God in Israel. I represent you, a humble servant. I'm nobody. But I'm really, really faithful, right, to carry all the assignment direction you want me to do. That only one plea, if you can answer me. So all these people here, right, they know you, Yahweh, as a God. And hopefully that is sufficient, good enough, turn all this, undecisive, rebelling people, right, back to you, their heart, back to you, again. So this is the aim, this is a challenge, right? So God answer him. Such powerful answer, right? Boom! The fire going down, right? And burn everything. So I don't know you, but if I were there, I would be, whoa! Right? Power. Powerful act. For what? It's not a vision, ad, or whatever. They only have one purpose. Return to the God. Return to the God. So that's the miracle. That's the power all about. It's not for us to brag. It's really get into our heart. Right? Burn it out, right? Let your passion out. Let your commitment revive. That whatever we should do, right, we should carry it out. Continually. We don't doubt. We don't bow. We walk whatever we're supposed to do. We do whatever we've been assigned to. But we're gonna please our heart to our God. Be merciful to all the flocks of yours. Turn their heart back to you, yourself. That's the end, right? But rain hasn't come yet. So he had to on his knee, right? Again. Which this is a part for me is very difficult to grasp. Because begin from this chapter, God say, you go tell rain will come. But when he pleading God to manifest his power, right? Only one prayer got it down. But when he prayed for this rain, right? How many times he prayed? 7. And he kept asking the servant, say, is there anything? Is there anything? Answer is, nothing. Nothing. It's so hard for me, right, to digest this message, right? With such a huge accomplishment, right, and coming back, right, you have to on your knees again, all by yourself, right? You have to plead in so hard, God be merciful, even as your will, to bring in this mercy, right, to his people. But unfortunately, right, this is a way. If God allow us to serve him, there's no easy task. No. No matter how faithfully you were, how successfully, right, God through you to bring in his ministry success, every act of allegiance, right, demanding totally concentration, dedication, nothing less. Power is not ours. miracle or not, if we keep on serving, then that's the power. That's a miracle. Because we don't need to serve Him at all. People misunderstand the God. They keep saying that God programmed us, right? That us really to worship Him, recognize Him. No. When God created the earth, where were us? When He founded all the world and everything in it, right? Where were us? When He stretched out the whole universe, right? Where were us? We have nobody. But this is a God choose us to be here, to worship Him, to hold on to Him. That's how power is all about the privilege, about a selection, about a dedication, no matter what. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are working on. Power coming from God. We just the servant in humble. So today, challenge is going back the same. How certain are you? How certain are you, right? Who you are serving? Why you are serving? How will you serve? Hoping the power of God really goes through us. Hoping the fire we are pleading, right, from the heaven can burn down all the waver. Let them know the God we are serving is genuine. The God we are serving is the one worthy of the praise. That's El Shaddai. That's Almighty. That's the beauty of the whole universe all about. The Son of God came down. Carry out His duty, right? It's just to bring the light into our heart. We got a chance, right? Because the cross, we can return, become His children. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father in heaven, we are so grateful. We know whatever we are doing is really meaningless, unless it's assignment coming from You. We know nothing we can really can accomplish, no matter through the all tedious service or all the heartbreaking waiting. We do have hope we can make the cut. We do have hope when we're growing up, all the day of our life will be really full of joys. We can proclaim, right, the success is coming from You. But from time to time, You put us into a corner, real silent corner. Sometimes we don't even know what the next step is. But are we going to be knocked down by this darkness? We know You're the true life. We know You are the true mighty. Maybe when we turn around, we walk around, we see around, it's not really helping us to build up our faith. But seeing is not believing. Power doesn't equal to the allegiance. Inside our heart, we have to know You are truly our joy. We can only rejoice in You. No matter days to come, blessed, or still in agony. We are hoping Your power, true power, going to grow in us. Make our walk into a faithful track. We're going to after you. We're going to seek your will. No matter what happened, we're going to stand. We're going to kneel down. We're going to plead and do your Christ on us. That's the power. Please let us be certain on this. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.